Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So sadly, we got some update on actress Kirstie Alley, who's 71 years old, died yesterday. I think it was at about 5 p.m. It turns out it was colon cancer. Representatives said that she had a brief battle with colon cancer. And this is something that is really, really heartbreaking, especially since colon cancer is pretty easily screenable. But it is very vicious, and if it is found end stage, it is very difficult to fight. So, Kirstie Alley's reps has confirmed to People Magazine that she died after a battle of colon cancer. The family had said that they only recently discovered the illness. So we're going to talk about some symptoms of colon cancer. She had been receiving treatment at the Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, and we don't have too many details. I know, you know, many people thought that, okay, well, you know, she was a Scientologist, did Christian Scientology. Did she, who was it? John Travolta's wife, Church of Scientology. His wife had died of breast cancer, and there was a lot of concern that maybe there was a lack of acceptance of certain medical treatments that, or screening. We don't know that. We don't know if Kirstie Alley went through the regular screening at age 50 and now they've lowered it to 45. We don't know that. We also don't know if maybe when she did have cancer, there was certain treatments that she had declined. We don't know. But all we do know is it looks like the type of cancer is colon cancer. This Golden Globe, Emmy Award winning actress, this really hit home to us because it's me, Rebecca Howe from Cheers. You know, it's just hard to see her gone. So, really quickly here, the colon cancer, there's about 104,000 new cases diagnosed each year, 45,000 cases of rectal cancer, with 53,000 dying every year. And, you know, in my family, we have colon cancer on both sides of the family. So some of you would ask why I get so many colonoscopies. Is it because I don't have any hobbies? I think I've had either three or four. I don't remember. You start to lose count. I think I've had four colonoscopies, and I started in my 30s because it's just so, it's in the family. The other thing, too, also is when you have any symptoms of colon cancer, they're going to screen you for it. They're going to investigate. So if you've ever had blood in the stool, there you're going to get a colonoscopy. If you ever had a hemorrhoid, if you have a change in your stools, that change, if, you know, they start to look pencil thin. You know, people always ask, what does your stool look like? Yeah, patients don't like talking to doctors about that kind of stuff, but we get all into it. I mean, well, yeah, it's interesting because I do telemedicine, so people will send me pictures of their poop. I got to be careful because sometimes I'm eating my breakfast, you know, while I'm seeing patients. But if your stool is really, really thin, then that means the soft stool, just like Play-Doh, is going through something that is altering its shape. Well, what could those be? They could be internal hemorrhoids, but it could also be a mass that's altering its shape. So when you have stool that looks like a snake, a thin, tiny snake, or a pencil, you gotta get that checked out. It doesn't mean you have colon cancer, but you gotta get checked out. If you have abdominal bloating, if you have abdominal pain, if you have weight loss, if you have loss of appetite. But a big thing I'm seeing is blood in the stool and young people with blood in the stool. And so with that, it's a concern. Now somebody will call up saying, I just need more hemorrhoid medication. I'm like, okay, I get that a hemorrhoid can bleed, but did you ever think about why you got that hemorrhoid? Are you pushing so hard because you have something up there that's not allowing the poop to come out? These are things you got to think about. You know, I told you guys about my hemorrhoids, right? Do I need to talk about my hemorrhoids again? No? I mean, I don't care. You guys heard them enough? Okay. All right. Producer says, we've heard enough about the hemorrhoids. Hey, look, I could talk hemorrhoids all day long. But when they bleed, you can't just say it's a hemorrhoid. You know, a hemorrhoid is basically where the veins collapse. And your veins also push blood back through. Even though it's the pressure of the arteries that get the blood throughout the body, you have these little valves in the veins. And when those collapse and you get pooling, you get a hemorrhoid. And sometimes these hemorrhoids thrombose and you get a clot. Now, I've never had one of those, but I have, as an ER doc, had to extrapolate the clot or evacuate these clots until somebody could, you know, get their hemorrhoids removed. Once a hemorrhoid, always a hemorrhoid. You might be able to get them to secede and or get them to subside and quiesce, maybe with some anusol suppositories, a little bit of steroids. But if you have a faulty valve and you have a faulty vein, it's going to be there. So those can bleed. But the question is, why do you have them? Well, me, I was pregnant. You know, and I did a lot of driving from Arizona or driving from Vegas to Lake Havasu for my ER shifts. So a lot of driving, a lot of pressure on your tush, a lot of pregnancies that could predispose you. But if you have any rectal bleed, for the love of God, get yourself checked out. If you have any abdominal pain, any changes in your stool, if you're African American, you have got to get on top of it sooner. Risk factors are genetics, a family history of colorectal cancer, if you smoke, alcohol use, if you're obese, if you have a bad diet, you eat a lot of nitrates and nitrites, and you love your salami and your deli food, and you eat a lot of meat and you don't eat a lot of fiber, that's an issue. If you have a lot of physical inactivity, the stool just sits there, and it can, and whatever's in the stool, the chemicals can break down some of the wall. Diabetes puts you at risk. If you've ever had a polyp, a precancerous polyp, that could put you at risk. The reason why I love colonoscopy is it's the only test that cures as it goes. When you're getting your colonoscopy, if they see a polyp, they remove it so that polyp can never turn to cancer. It's pretty flippin' cool. All cancer will start from a polyp in the colon. Not all polyps mean cancer, but all cancer will start from a polyp. So if your doctor removes that polyp, that sucker can't turn to cancer. But you do need to be up to date on your screening. If you have a history of inflammatory bowel disease, you got to get that. You could be at higher risk. So according to USPSTF, colon cancer screening starts at age 50, could continue until age 75. But we did expand the screening to age 45. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Because I think 50 is too late. 1-877, Dr. Ellie. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are being told that Africa is going to receive its first vaccines for Mpox. Now, Mpox is the new name for monkeypox. The World Health Organization is giving us a year to stop using monkeypox and to transition everything to Mpox. Africa's top public health body says the continent is set to receive its first batch of the vaccines as a donation from South Korea. The African Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday that 50,000 doses will be used first for healthcare workers and people living in the hardest hit areas. No timing was given for the doses' arrival. They say the continent this year has recorded 202 deaths from Mpox. Fatality rate of 19.3% across 13 countries. If you're just joining us, Mpox is the new name for monkeypox. African health authorities for months have pursued vaccines mostly in vain as major outbreaks were reported in the more rich Western countries for the first time. So Africa's been dealing with Mpox for a while, and all of a sudden now it's a big crisis because it spread across the globe. I think 90,000 cases globally, 20... 5,000 cases. I need to double check. I apologize. Acting CDC Director Ahmed Ogwell noted 51 new cases in Congo in the past week. It's Ghana and Nigeria are the most affected countries. So let me just take a look at the latest number. We're having issues with our computer. I apologize. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's storm. Yeah, we get storms out here. So let me see. And I could only use Mpox, and that also doesn't always populate what I need it to. So the U.S. case count as of December 2nd was about 29,630 cases. Every state has reported some cases, but very few in Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota. Some of the most were in California with 5,600 cases, Florida 2,800, New York 4,100, Arizona 500, Texas 2,800, Illinois 1,400. In terms of global, the counts have been really slowing down. When I checked last week, we were at about 80,000, 79,000. Now we're at about 82,000 globally. So, you know, hopefully they can, you know, get this under wraps. We're still very confused as to how this happened, why a virus that has been around for decades to all of a sudden start infecting, you know, and being this contagious where we had, and I saw patients with it. It was not an easy virus for people to have. It was pretty painful. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few days ago, there was a report that some of these skin whitening creams could give you mercury poisoning. And I think one woman claimed she had vision loss from it. So health experts are recommending to be very wary of skin whitening creams when a Minnesota woman apparently developed peripheral vision loss that might be permanent. Why? Because she was exposed to excess levels of mercury in her beauty creams. Mercury poisoning from skin whitening creams can be very serious, as it causes nervous system damage that can be permanent. That's according to Dr. Eric Lavonis, a toxicologist with Rocky Mountain Poison and Drug Safety in Denver, Colorado. They said the best way to protect yourself is to stick to clearly labeled and FDA-approved creams and cosmetics. Cosmetic product labels have to, right, note where the products were manufactured. But much of what we get is coming from outside the United States. The information on the label still has to be in English. Yeah, one of you asked, they go, you got something from China, how come the label is in English? Like some of you were a little confused with your COVID tests. Well, I think it was an American company. I think it was an American company in iHealth Labs. But any product that gets sold to America, you know, has to have that, you know, has to still be in English, and it has to be translated correctly. So that's always kind of, you know, challenging. So melanin in our skin, it's the natural pigment that helps us tan, gives us freckles, gives us color to our skin. I don't have a lot of melanin. I'm pretty light, and so I burn when I'm out in the sun. Mercury is often added to skin whitening creams to block the melanin in those who want to lighten their skin. They say it's not safe to assume that by just reading the label, an individual can know the ingredients that are in the products. That's according to Amira Adawi, founder and executive director of the Beauty Well Project in Minnesota. Her company wants to stop skin lightening practices and chemical exposures globally. She says, I have been working on addressing the issue of these lightening and chemical exposures for the past 12 years, and I have not seen any cream that listed the actual ingredients. Her company tested these products to reveal high levels of mercury and hydroquinone. Mercury was never listed on the product label. And I get that some of these chemicals can be byproducts, but this is the problem we have. We put so much crap on our faces. We use so much makeup. We use so many creams, so many moisturizers. And people say, well, you need to. You need to do that to fight aging. I don't know. You know, I thought my mom wrinkled, and I thought her skin didn't age well. But I look at her for being almost 80. Man, her skin looks pretty good. And she never put any of that crap on her skin. Now, she also avoided the sun. You know, I can't get away from the sun because I want to exercise and I want to be out there and all that. And so I think sun has definitely messed with my skin. I don't sit there and sunbathe that much, but, I mean, I'm out there working out. You know, we do need to really rethink what we're doing. And I you know, I do put a moisturizer on under my makeup. I think it makes the makeup look smoother. I live in a dry climate in Las Vegas, so I do like to moisturize my skin. But, you know, what are we putting on our skin? A Minnesota mother, originally from Somalia, was referred to the Minnesota Poison Control System because she saw multiple doctors and complained of nonspecific symptoms, which progressed to the loss of her peripheral vision. The report was shared by Dr. Aaron Botdorf of the Minnesota Poison Control System, detailing the extensive symptoms the woman had. She's also a mother. So home visits were conducted by the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, and they found high levels of mercury in various places in the woman's home. So a team evaluated the patient on two separate occasions, approximately a year apart. On the first visit, the team found she had skin-whitening beauty creams from outside the United States, but was no longer using them. The team also found the amount of mercury in these creams were over 4,000 and 7,000 times higher than acceptable levels. Yet mercury was never listed as an ingredient. The mother's urine test revealed she had over four times the permitted levels of mercury in her body, and one of her children had elevated mercury levels in the urine. A visit a year later, two new beauty products were bought in Minnesota, but one was not specifically labeled for skin whitening. Both were empty. They tested them, and those were 11,000 and 18,000 times the permitted level of mercury. The urine tests that she had were more than nine times the normal level. You know, mercury, they also found it in her children's bedrooms, the washing machine. You know, like when my kids were little, like, Mom, you know, read me a story, tuck me in, cuddle. So, you know, you're in the kid's bed and it's getting on their pillows and it's getting on their pillowcases and then they're exposed. So one of her kids was exposed. So the FDA has warned of cosmetics linked to mercury poisoning. They caution we have to avoid skin creams, beauty, antiseptic soaps, and lotions that contain mercury. But a lot of these products are, you know, kind of slip under the wire. I see when I'm on Facebook that there's these ads coming from China where they have this makeup that looks like it makes your skin look so smooth. And you see all the shares and the thousands of likes. And you have a lot of people that have acne scars or freckles. And so they want to smooth their skin and lighten their skin. Well, how do you know what the hell is in that product? You're gonna get that product and you're going to put it on your face and then you're going to be exposed? You know, we really need to be a little bit more cautious with what we're buying online. And, you know, currently right now the California Department of Public Health is recommending avoiding the purchase of any imported products with claims of lightening the skin, blemishes, or treating wrinkles. The agency cautioned against using creams sold by individuals, those at flea markets, swap meets, or social media. Signs and symptoms of mercury poisoning is feeling irritable, having tremors, memory issues, numbness of the hands, feet, or around the mouth, experiencing changes in vision or hearing. When you use the product, your family might also breathe in the mercury vapors or might become exposed, especially if they kiss you goodnight or, you know, so. And if you're pregnant, please don't touch any of that or breastfeeding. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
expectation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New CDC data shows flu hospitalizations and deaths are on the rise. The health agency says hospitals are being stressed with a high number of people with other respiratory illnesses like RSV and COVID. House and Senate leaders on Tuesday awarded congressional gold medals to police who protected the Capitol during the riots on January 6. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says they protected many from harm.
These brave men and women in uniform stood strong in the line of duty for our country, and we're forever grateful for that. This congressional gold medal commemorates their courage, professionalism, and patriotism.
Before leaving for Phoenix, Arizona, where President Biden will give a speech on the economy, the president said he has no time to visit the U.S.-Mexico border. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So another thing we are a little nervous about that we're watching is group A strep infections. And in the UK, they are warning parents to be on alert because 6 children have died from severe strep A infections because the bacteria could get into the bloodstream. Health officials, now this is coming from the UK, but it's being reported by CNBC, are warning parents to be alert after 6 children have died from severe strep A infections. UK's Health Security Agency issued a rare health warning urging parents to monitor their children for sore throat, headache, fever, and body rashes. As 6 children have died since September, the cases have risen over 4.5 times in the amount seen in recent years. So strep A is a bacterial infection of the throat and skin, which does come during winter months. Most cases are mild and go unnoticed. It can also, though, lead to serious illness and complications like scarlet fever. Scarlet fever can be dangerous. It's a highly contagious bacterial infection that will affect young children. It causes flu-like symptoms, a sandpaper-like rash, and usually we treat it with antibiotics, amoxicillin. When somebody has strep, you will not get any slack from your doctor to get antibiotics because we don't want it going into scarlet fever. The problem we are having, though, is parents are calling saying, my kid has strep, and the kid has COVID or another viral illness. We have a problem now where we have an antibiotic shortage. So when a parent says, I have strep, or my kid has strep, the doctor's like, here, take the antibiotic because we're so fearful of scarlet fever. But there's guidelines now over the phone because we can't swab or look at you or test you. Now it's like, well, wait a second. Are we giving out antibiotics and then weakening them? Amoxicillin, a 10-day course of amoxicillin should still work if you could get it. The infections can be deadly if not treated. Health officials are there urging parents to be very vigilant for warning signs of invasive illness, especially if you have a fever over 100.4. Many people ask, what exactly is a fever? When do you call it a fever? So rule of thumb is 100.4, but I got to tell you, a lot of people say that they don't really run 98.6, they run more 97. So they feel like they're burning up when they're 99. I get that. If I have, like, if I am 99.9, I feel like I'm 101. It's just because I run lower. My temperature runs lower. But the textbook number is 100.4. That's when we call it a fever. Although low-grade fever, any elevation in temperature, I consider that a sign that you are sick. Doesn't necessarily mean we have to squash it with Tylenol, but it means your body's trying to fight something. So according to Dr. Colin Brown, Deputy Director for the UKHSA, he says it is important that parents are on the lookout for symptoms and see a doctor as quickly as possible so that their child can be treated and we can stop the infection from becoming serious. Make sure you talk to a health professional if your child is showing signs of a deteriorating after a bout of scarlet fever. So five of these kids that died were under the age of 10. Now this is all in England. The sixth death was reported at a Welsh primary school. And then there was a death of a 12-year-old in London. One or two of the children under 10 did have strep A, and I think they're still investigating. For the week of November 20th, there were 851 cases of scarlet fever reported in the UK. So they're right now, people are asking, well, is there a new strain? What's going on? They don't think it's a new strain. They just think that, you know, maybe it's the social mixing after the end of COVID restrictions. You know, I mean, kids have been back at school for a year or two. I agree with the health professional saying, look, kids locked up, didn't let them get the exposure that they needed to. I get that. And I also think that even though the lockdowns happened a couple years ago, that did alter their immunity because the average kid who eats mud, who sucks on other toys, right, you know, and who, you know, sticks shoes in their mouth. A lot of these kids might not have done that in preschool and daycare and some of the other things. And so they might have a little less resistance and resilience. But something is up this year. And I don't want to blame it all on the COVID lockdowns. RSV shouldn't be putting this many kids into the hospital. That isn't that we have more kids. We had a lot of kids coming over the border. Millions of people, our population did increase. Maybe, you know, we just have more kids. Maybe the RSV is getting stronger. Maybe it's because COVID was so strong and competed with these other viruses that these other viruses then had a chance to evolve and get smarter. But we shouldn't be having all this severity. Unless there really was something to what happened a couple years ago, where not letting kids be kids screwed them up. And it's scary because, and I said this early on, we locked down like a light switch. And it took 2 seconds for the news to say, guys, we're locking down. It is taking us years to regroup. You know, that's a problem. Yeah, when I take care of patients who have had car accidents, they say, I don't get it. It was just one split second of my life. I was fine. Now for life, you know, I'm disabled. And it blows our mind that something that quick could cause so much destruction. And that's what the lockdown did. And there's a lot of people out there that still support the lockdown. So, like, well, what would you have done, Dahlia? What would you have done? Right now, people were already, you know, people aren't stupid. People were already locking down. We were going to close our shop down for a couple weeks. Schools were closed because a lot of people, you know, because, you know, the teachers were afraid that the kids could Trojan in the virus. Parents wanted to be by their kids because they didn't know what was going on. People were on their own locking down. And then when people were ready to get back out there and enjoy life, there was a law saying you couldn't, throwing people in jail, threatening to close down stores and shut down business owners and disbar doctors and dentists. And, you know, there was all this BS going on. There were dentists in certain states that if they had all looked like they were even doing paperwork or filing, they could have gotten shut down by their dental board because it looked like they were working. Okay, come on. So people weren't getting dental care. It was really stupid. So, you know, when politicians do things, we're going to open up the border. Well, now it's harder to close up. We're going to do Obamacare. Here, guys, let's just sign the bill, read it after we sign it, after we pass it. Well, we're still having ramifications from that. People have high deductibles. They're not going to the doctor. We will probably see higher cancer rates. And you know, people drop their primary care. Doctors quit because they weren't getting paid. I did. You can only do so much when deductibles are so high and patients aren't paying and insurance isn't paying. At some point, there's no money coming in to pay your staff if nobody's paying. So you close your practice down. We are still seeing ramifications of that. Got to be careful. The ramifications of saying, guys, okay, we want 50% of all cars to be electric in the next 8 years. We have to push to all electric. Did you think this through? What's going to happen with the power grids? What sort of side effects are we having with power grids? What does that do to the environment? What happens when you know, it gets hacked or power's out? Look what happened in North Carolina. Somebody vandalized the power grid. So we got to think things through. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Georgia apparently is having an STD issue. They say that numbers have been skyrocketing of sexually transmitted diseases. Health leaders in Georgia and across the country are sounding the alarm. And the Peach State, which is getting the most of the headlines, officials report say they are seeing the highest rates of certain diseases in a decade, following saying that Georgia is one of the states that is fueling the surge nationwide. Aren't they busy with an election? But, yeah, the runoff. New numbers for the Georgia Department of Health show cases of gonorrhea and syphilis rose 17% in 2021 from a year earlier and 60% from 10 years ago. Doctors and healthcare advocates are worried that the alarming trend and believe that Georgians are getting too relaxed on safe sex standards.
Dwayne Ford, the director of HIV prevention services at AID Atlanta, called the trend very disturbing. With the pandemic and people having more downtime, there may be more activity among intimate partners. He says, make no mistake, it's not the time to let your guard down. There's a lack of condom usage. There's a lack of communication between partners and their status. And Dr. Cecil Bennett, medical director for Noonan Family Medical Associates, said there seemed to be a lot less inhibition out there across the board. Bennett says too many people are just not practicing safe sex. After COVID and being locked up for 2 years, people just want to be free of any restriction. And unfortunately, that includes condom use. Yeah, there's a few things. I have my own theories as to what's going on. Experts say Georgia has to improve sex education as well as, you know, places throughout. The most important thing is to get information to as many people as possible, especially in underserved communities where we have less access to health care. If you think you have an STD, see, you're a provider. Okay, so a bunch of things is going on, which I think is leading to this. Okay, first and foremost, when I was growing up, if you got an STD, that would suck. And you did not want to get it. And you would try your hardest not to. Now, if somebody gets chlamydia, gonorrhea, the clap, trichomonas, even a bacterial vaginosis that they don't know, they could just pop an antibiotic, pop a pill. Nobody has to know. I remember in the 90s, people would lie and say, I have bronchitis, I need a Z-Pak. Because they saw that Zithromax would help fight STDs. And then finally, doctors are like, stop it. We have all this resistance. Stop giving Z-Paks for bronchitis. But that's how a lot of people were getting their antibiotic for their STD. So, you know, eventually people had to be honest. And they had to go to the doctor and say, look, you know, I'm having some burning. I'm having some issues. Get myself tested. Well, then came telemedicine. And we are getting calls after calls saying, I have a UTI. Men. I say, I got a bladder infection. Can you give me, and then they read the medicine like they read it off a CDC website for gonorrhea. And I'm like, I can't treat that over the phone. You need to get tested. No, no, it's an STI, it's a UTI. Guys don't usually get UTIs. If they do, we have to culture it, figure out what's going on with your urinary system and you know, evaluate this because a man getting a UTI is rare. So then what they do is they have the girlfriend call. Have the girlfriend get a prescription. Girlfriend's like, hi, I have a UTI, but only give me this medicine. And you're like, okay, why do you have a UTI? Well, because I have some burning when I pee. All right, well, yeah, urinary tract infection could be bad. Have you had any recent sexual activity, any recent unprotected sex, any vaginal discharge? So over the phone now, people are getting treated over the phone for UTIs, and I think half of them could be STDs. In fact, I know a bunch of them are, because patients will call in saying, look, I was treated for an STD, but I still have discharge. Or the boyfriend calls up, or the partner calls up, saying, yeah, she just called because she has a UTI, but I have the same symptoms. I'm like, it's an STD. Come on, people. So you're not getting diagnosed. And some people might not even realize. They think it's a UTI. They don't realize that it's an STD, so they get an antibiotic that does not treat STDs. So they're getting treated for an honest-to-God UTI that they don't have. That's a problem. And people don't want to wear condoms. STDs just don't scare people like they used to. STDs used to really hurt. Now a lot of people have them and they don't hurt that much. When a man calls me up telling me they have some burning, didn't in the 70s guys would clap the wall and that's why they called it the clap? It was so painful to pee that they were banging on the wall in front of them. I could be wrong, but it used to hurt. Now, well, it's milder. Plus, there's all these medications people take that you could get online now or at Walmart or whatever to minimize your burning when you pee. Well, come on. So the self-treating, the inappropriate treating, the lack of fear of an STD, I mean, man, in the 80s, we were freaked out about HIV. HIV scared us. Gay, straight, all of us were freaked out. And so, you know, that condom was a must. Now people are like, oh, there's medicines. There's PrEP. You know, a lot of doctors at first did not want to write PrEP. I love the idea that we had PrEP, but a lot of doctors didn't want to. Because they said, now no one's going to wear a condom. You know, and they're getting PrEP, and the patients are telling me they're getting PrEP so they don't have to wear a condom. And I would tell patients, I go, you know, you still have to use a condom. This isn't 100%. So, I think people are a little bit more relaxed. You know, they're not as fearful. And because trust me, people had sex during the pandemic. Now, they might not have gotten to, you know, have sex with their coworkers. They might not have gotten to cheat. They were locked down with their spouses. But that's another thing, too. People are meeting people over the phone or on an app. That blows my mind. I mean, with me, before I even wanted to sleep with my husband, I was like, I need to see your STD test. In California, you had to get a syphilis test if you wanted to get married. I mean, it was, I needed to vet every nook and cranny. Now it's, you know what, you want to hook up? Yeah, let's do it. So, you know, it's an issue. Now, we are possibly closer to male birth control. There is a study going on right now, and there's always studies, and we're still kind of struggling, but Stephanie Page, researcher and endocrinologist at the University of Washington, is working on hormonal and non-hormonal contraceptives for those who have sperm. NPR are calling them sperm bearers. I don't think they're calling them, they do call it male contraceptive, but they're using the term sperm bearers as opposed to men. Dr. Page's lab has conducted a clinical trial along with researchers at 15 other sites testing out a topical gel that a man applies to his shoulders every day. The gel contains synthetic hormones, a combination of testosterone and progesterone that signal the brain to lower testosterone levels in the body. Since you need testosterone to allow your sperm to mature, the testes perform fewer and fewer sperm. Doesn't mean you're going to be completely sterile, but it does, you know, decrease your chance of pregnancy. So there are couples, 450 of them worldwide, and the woman is involved as well because they think it'll work better getting your partner to help you through this. And so in the first phase, the man is applying the gel every day. Couple will still use another form of contraception just in case. They're going to monitor the man's sperm count. And then they're going to stop the gel and see how long this lasts and if the fertility reverses. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.